Blog Talk Radio.
Fitness Blog Talk Radio, and that was Miss Ava Foster. That song was called So Amazing. She actually was on a couple of weeks ago for an interview, and advertised her music. So, a beautiful woman of God. Her name is Ava Foster, I-V-A Foster, and that was So Amazing. You can see, you can find her on YouTube. If you just Google her name, you can find all her information and all of her music, beautiful woman of God. So, you know, I appreciate her allowing me to play her music on my platform. So, if you're looking for advertisement, promotion, commercials, radio interviews, radio spins for your business, maybe you're an author, a life coach, you can actually email me at faithfocusedspins@gmail.com. My platform is a global platform, so I have people listening to my platform in the different countries like Ghana, Morocco, India, Nigeria, Europe, Uganda, Canada, the Philippines, South America, all North America. So I'm just super excited to be growing my radio station and having you guys on. Come on and listen. I will be opening up the lines in a few minutes. Just we have a couple of callers in the queue. If you're more than welcome to ask questions if you want. And if it's a noisy background, you can just put your phone on mute. And then, you know, I can, you know, whenever you want to ask a question, you can unmute yourself. I appreciate you getting on and, you know, listening to my station. So some of you guys probably, you know, see me post on LinkedIn, probably on Facebook. But I'm always advertising on those pages. So if you, you know, like, again, if you're looking to do some advertising for your businesses or things like that, you're welcome to contact me. Some people have my personal phone number. You can contact me. So today, our subject is going to be the reasons to change directions in 2020. And actually, a good friend of mine gave me this idea to talk about this. And I was like, you know what? When I'm talking to my audience, I'm talking to myself when it comes to this, because I know there's a lot of things that I need to change that I'm doing in 2019 that I need not to bring it in 2020. So I'm just super excited to be talking about this subject today. So the first thing we're going to talk about is don't follow the trends that we established in 2019. And I want you guys to be open and, to receive, but also, you know, give your input on things that you did in 2019 that you want to change for yourself. So one of the things you got to do is doing too much with too little money or too little time. And I'm guilty of that. I have plenty of times that I probably didn't have enough money or probably didn't put enough time into what I was trying to do as far as in my businesses. So that was one thing. Make every effort to make something happen, even if it wasn't in your destiny. Now, a lot of people, and I'm guilty of it, people can put things in front of me, opportunities like that, and I probably didn't look into it or probably didn't move forward to do, to actually either take a look at it, and some opportunities I did, or even take advantage of it. So those are some things that, that I want to speak about for me, about making an effort and making a change with that. Maybe something that I may not be interested in, but I might know some people that do. But it's all about, you know, networking and asking other people along the way when I'm asking them about what I do. So that's just another thing, following trends, that we established in 2019. And then running with the crowd. Now, one thing about me, the only people I run with is the people I'm doing business with. But running with the crowd, negative crowd, is not, you know, shit, bringing that in 2019. But bringing, you know, running with the crowd that's not going anywhere, but they seem to have all the answers. Boy, why about that one? It's funny because one of my business that I work with, working at financial services, and it's so funny how many, they say 95% of the population is failed because they don't have the financial education. So it's funny how we, you know, go and ask those 95% of the people that's failing for information about financial literacy when they don't know how to make it work for themselves. So I think that's pretty funny. And it says that, you know, running with the people that they claim they have all the answers to any, you know, to everything. But just that part, and part for one of the reasons, I don't know if any of you callers have anything you want to say to some of the things that I just mentioned so far. I'm gonna open up the line to the callers. Okay. Hopefully we'll get people in here that's transparent and, talk about the things that they went through for 2019 and what kind of things they want to change. Because I definitely know that every day you got to be willing to want to change and not do the same thing over and over again, because, what they say, you do the same thing, you get the same results. And I know that I was doing the same thing, 2016, 2017, probably the year before. And one day I woke up and I was like, you know what, I got to do something different. It's the same thing I've been doing for the last 46 years. And I'm just so thankful, even though I'm not still working in the industry that, I mean, the company that I was working with before. I'm still thankful for some of those people to help wake me up, because I was sleepwalking, I call it. So thankful to, you know, start being an open-minded person and start learning better to do better. So all I need to do is match that up with my income, and hey, it's going to be off. So the second thing we're going to talk about is being overwhelmed by the people, by problems from friends, family, and the world. And I tell you, every one thing I don't do about the world is I look at TV. You know, I took all the TVs out of the house. People come to my house and they'll say, why are you different here? Because I don't have any TVs. I can't come over here. Okay, don't come. But this is the funny thing to me when it comes to being overwhelmed by the world. I see so many people, you know, posting about the have and the have-nots and empire and things like that. And we are so busy watching these shows and building other people's empire, but we will take 20 to 30, 40 minutes to build our own empire. And the guy on the street, we're watching people TV getting rich, and we just sitting there watching them, but we're not doing anything to get rich for ourselves. So we're trying to be overwhelmed by the world problems. The other things are even though it's important, but it ain't important to me. This mess on TV about Trump. We need to get him out of office, but I can't consume myself with that. I got to just focus on me, because to me, my life matters. So letting problems grow beyond the normal. Guilty of that too. I have had some issues where I had I constantly was kept falling back into the same thing. But you know, just moving forward, recognizing the problem and then moving forward, sure we trying to accomplish whatever our goal is for ourselves. Friends and family that seem to be doing wrong anyway. Oh my goodness. I love that one. Because you want to save everybody, but you can't save everybody. They had this, I used to share this story. I used to share the Harriet Tubman story. And in that story, it talks about how she helped free slaves. But kept every time she would get caught, you know, they would beat her. And so one day her family was like, I'm not going to stay here, come back, take care of me, you know, so I'm not going. I'm master taking care of me. And so she used to, her famous thing was, I would have been able to free the slaves. They know they were slaves. And the crazy thing was, it was millions of slaves in slavery. But she was only able to say, I think about 1,000 slaves out of those people. So some people like being where they are. So you cannot change that, you know. They know it ain't right, but they want to stay there. So you can't change that. You can only help the people who really get sick and tired, and want to change. So that's so right about that, you know, because I ain't gonna lie, I have family members that's doing right. And I wasn't doing right at some things or not, but, you know, when I opened up my mind and my heart better to do better, you know, I was willing to change what I was doing. So, yeah, that is true. You know, you can't help everybody, even if you know they're doing wrong. Never overwhelm yourself with problems that will put you in the hospital or in the ground, Lord have mercy. It's so funny because just in the hospital a couple months ago. So, and I was overwhelmed and got sick to my stomach, and let my problems and issues overwhelm myself. But thank God I'm here. But some people are taking their goals and their dreams to the grave and not accomplishing some of the things that they really want to do for themselves and their family. So, yes, yeah, make a change for that. Do you guys on the line have any or anything you want to share with us as far as this, that you want to change for 2020, you know, either following the trends that you established in 2019 and not bringing them in 2020, or being overwhelmed by family and friends in the world. Anybody have anything they want to say? Okay. Well, I think it's pretty cool that, you know, we have people on that, you know, a little shy, but I just tell people, don't have to mention your name, just, you know, get on, say what you got to say. So the third thing is love can conquer all, but all of that true love he hangs on to, even though it hurts us. Yes, that happened to me. From low, love is posted on social media, even though they're made up. Getting love advice from someone who has failed at it, yet they haven't acknowledged their own issues. Mm. Seeing our love in all the wrong places, but you thought that you could find someone somewhere in that person. Mm. Oh, God, that is so funny because it's so funny when I read this because I'm talking to myself, right? I've been single for a couple of years. Since 2013, and it's my choice because I feel like I need to be, you know, I deserve better than what people try to give to me. But it's right. I mean, I see so many people giving advice to how somebody should run their family and their household, and theirs not even running right. So, yeah, I'm going to know advice about that. All I know is that you should, I mean, you know, we want to be just sometimes we write down the things that we want. As far as our relationship, our goals and our dreams, but as far as your relationship, and stick by it. And don't take, you know, don't take less than what you deserve. And the same thing, vice versa. Don't do it to the same person that's coming in because you just never know. I mean, they might be with some of the same goals and dreams that you have. So a lot of times we focus on just if you want to build a relationship, you got to be 50-50, and not just do, you know, some, you know, 80-20. And some of us doing that, we giving 80% with the others are giving 20. So it's all about finding and seeking, you know, the right person for you. Not actually, do you know what's right and wrong if somebody's giving you advice on social media? They don't even know you. They just going by your post, they're going by your picture, so they thinking that they know your life. So it's all about wanting to do something different. We're going to take a quick break right quick, and we're going to come back. Okay, this one is called Foster. All right, we'll be right back.
You thought you weighed me down. You thought you had me leveled to the ground. My life was such a mess. I was so depressed. Didn't think that I was truly blessed. I once was blind, but now I see. It took the Lord to rescue me out of all of the pain, out of all of my shame. I've been changed in Jesus' name. My friend,
Hey, welcome to Facebook's Finished Blog Talk Radio. You can reach me at Facebook's Finished Radio.com. We're on Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to noon. And I'm just excited to have you guys on. The guest calling number is 563-999-3741. If you want to call in, we have some callers on the line right now. If you have any questions or anything you want to share with the audience, some of the things that you did in 2019 that you want to change in 2020, you're more than welcome to unmute your phone and speak out if you want to. Our first thing is, well, we was talking that some of the things we just talked about is don't follow the trends that you established in 2019 by basically trying to do too much with too little money or too little time, make an effort to make some things happen, even if it was in your destiny. Running the wrong route, they're going nowhere, but they seem like they have all the answers. Number two is being overwhelmed by problems of from friends, family, and the world, and that means letting problems grow you, grow beyond your normal, giving unwarranted advice to friends and family that's going to be wrong anyway. Never overwhelm yourself with the problems that it puts in the hospital or even in the ground. And the third one was the love can conquer all the things that love we can, even though it may be hurting us. And it means following every love advice on social media, even if it's made up, giving love advice from someone who has failed, and yet they haven't acknowledged their own issues. Seeking out love in all the wrong places, but you thought that you could find it in someone there. There was some things that we already talked about. Another reason for change can outweigh all the above statements. And that means trends come and go, but you know you have the power to say yes or no. Even if you follow that trend, you still have the power to say yes or no. It's your choice. And so that's what I love about being able to speak words, because if it's something I want to do, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to just say straight up yes or no. But it's funny because some people, I used to be a yes person until it almost put me on the ground. And I was like, you know what? I have to start. If it's something I don't want to, I have to start standing up and knowing no. Right? So, you know, is your life more important than saying yes to that particular person or situation? Problems occur in your life every day. If you choose and answer those correct the problem, then you could go for it. And, then you don't need advice. You don't need no advice needed. You know what's best for you, what's best for your family, you know, what's best for your environment. So, you know, those are some of the things that could outweigh those things, you know, when it comes to making choices. Love the many splendid things that it can, you abuse it. It will surely teach you a hard lesson about how to be honest with your family from the very start. Oh, my God. Wow. I'm going to reread that. Love many stupid things if you abuse it. Whether you abuse it or it abuses you, it will surely teach you hard lessons about how to be honest with your feelings and from being from the very start. And that's very powerful because, you know, again, a lot of times we do things out of love, family, friends, or whoever. And either it can be perceived the wrong way, or it can take the wrong way, or maybe giving it the wrong way. But I've been in plenty of situations like that where, you know, I might have felt like I was doing things, certain things to help people out of love. And they abuse that. And so they can't even come to me because I have to protect myself from you. So, you know, when you know something, I mean, it's always red flags. It's always red flags. And it's just about paying attention to those red flags. Everybody have different red flags, right? But then some red flags, it presents to everybody. And so it was red, the red flag that pertain to everybody might be the abusive part. And you know, whether the, you know, mentally, physically, financially, but we just make sure we pay attention to them flags in the beginning. Sometimes some people, they something that they felt like they couldn't stay, and they see red flags along the way. They seen it along the way, and they ignored it because they was like, maybe if I love this person differently, or maybe I do it this way, maybe they don't go away. No red flags, red flags. So it's all about you know, old to want to change. One of the things I changed big time, and I'm not gonna lie, it cost me big time. But today, if I keep moving, you know, I'll get where I need to be or get back where I was at. So that's the beautiful thing about what I do. But I was with this one particular company, and I was happy with the company, but I wasn't happy with my leadership. So I was like, you know, what do I do in this situation? And I had a talk with the leadership. It was like, I'm not changing from this. Now, you know, I guess I'm going to have to leave. And got my license to leave to go somewhere else. That's what I did. And I did with the team with the company and things like that. To me, my mental was more important than me doing it for the leader or for the, you know. And I can leave you if I'm not correct. So the thing was, you know, you just have to recognize when leadership is not right. And anyway, before I even left, my team just didn't correct. Because I did not pay attention to my red flags, my team started dissipating. And I'm like, what the heck just happened? And it was so crazy because one day, one of my old teammates said, "Party," and I'm like, "Hey, girl, what's going on? Where I ain't seen you. Where everybody go?" And she was like, "Oh, I just wanted to call you, actually to come to lunch with me." And I was like, sure. So when I got to lunch, my team was at the lunch. And so they told me the reason why they left. It was because of the leadership. But I kept on holding on to red flags. I kept holding on to red flags. So to this day, I feel so bad because I had red flags. I kept pushing my team. And they was like, you know what? I can't be up on these red flags. But it took them to wake me up to say, this is the reason why I left. So, yes, it cost me big time. It cost me my income. You know, it cost me a lot of things. So it's just about making sure you pay attention to the red flags. And I'm not saying anybody perfect because nobody's perfect. But you're going to have red flags. Because if you don't have no red flags, something's going to be wrong again anyway. So you don't have a couple, but you just got to make sure you pay attention to which ones that you want around you and which ones you don't. If that makes sense. So, yes, now I'm just rebuilding a whole nother team. I actually gave them, you know, they got a better opportunity to grow and make more money on what we're doing. So I'm just super excited about that. You know, I'm super excited to find me some more faith lanes out in the world that's, you know, open-minded, you know, that's income. So that's what I all about this. And so, again, you know, everybody in the company, I don't care where you go, you all got a red flag. As long as that red flag fits your, whatever your goals and dreams are, at the same time, it, like I said, if it ain't fit for you, then put it on. So anyway, I just love what I do. I'm super excited. I can't wait to see what I'm going to accomplish in 2020. And, you know, have fun with it. And that's what it's all about. Whatever you do, whatever direction you go in, make sure you do it for you first. Okay, make sure you do it for your family. Make sure you, whatever it is, you're doing it, the best thing for you and your family. So we just be careful. Another thing I got to do with change. One of my exes had friends to me. Now, I haven't talked to this ex, seen this ex since 2002. Okay? I don't know how many years that is. But anyway, it's 2002. I don't know why I did it, but I added her to my page. And we had a brief 10-minute conversation, and that was it. And I know all about she was on my page. I got 5,000 people on that page. But some devastation happened in our family. I was like, wow, I was going to, you know, reach out to her. But something in my spirit to just read through the pages. I don't go through people's pages. I just like, hey, how you doing? We inbox or whatever. And I've seen some stuff that they're still doing from 2002 here in 2020. Let me tell you, I blocked that. I didn't even respond to none of it that was on their page. I just blocked it because I called my niece to me and I told her, I said, girl, you know I have opened up the door for the devil. I opened up the door for the devil. And so I knew better not to go there. Not that I was bad enough to be back in a relationship or anything like that, but I opened up the door for the devil to come in. And so that was one of the things I got changed too. I know somebody that's not good for me to make sure I do not that for them. So we have some more callers on the line. Callers, do you want anything to say about the recent change in Direct Jewish Chance 2019?
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm on live. I thought I was just going to be able to listen to the show, but I guess since I'm live, I might as well go ahead and flow with it. What was your question?
We were talking about reading for change in your direction, some of the things that we did in 2019 that we don't want to be in 2020. Would you like to share some things that you did in 2019 that you want to make sure you change for 2020?
Yeah, I would say like procrastination. Sometimes I don't attack things like on cue like I should, man. So this year, I think I'm going to change. I want to change that. Just start, you know, being more active in my approach and solving problems or whether you're paying a bill on time, all that. You understand? I don't like to drag. I got to stop dragging my feet so much.
Mm-hmm.
And also, disciplining myself when it comes to finances. I think it's important for me to change the way my spending habits are and start disciplining myself a little bit more. Instead of buying things because I want it, I should only buy it when I absolutely need it, which would allow me to be able to save money instead of just throwing money away on stuff that I really don't, that's on stuff that's just a want. You understand, and it's not a necessity, it's not a need. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think I'm going to do that. And let me see. I don't got no kids. I ain't got no wife, so I ain't looking to change none in that direction, to be honest with you. Like, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I can't hear you. Say it again.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that was basically it. I think that's about it. I mean, not be so, because sometimes I got a habit of being harsh when it comes to like dealing with people in my circle because I want them to change overnight when I know change don't take place overnight. You understand? I need to stop hovering a heavy cloud over their head expecting them to make changes about certain things that they've been used to doing for years, like smoking or tolerating certain shit. Like, you understand?
Right.
Give them some time to grow. But my thing is, even with that though, giving somebody some time to grow requires patience on your part too. But at the same time, I think the change needs to be in, that needs to take place in order for that particular person that you're expecting to grow, in order for them to see that they really have you there. You understand? I think it's important for me to show them that I understand that change don't take place overnight. So, you know, give them some time to grow, which means they're going to still make that same constant, you know, bad decision. They may actually do it out of weakness because they're still trying to find their way. But, yeah, mm-hmm. with that, too.
That's so funny that you speak about all of those things, because when I came into my business, I did all of those things, procrastinated, trying to, you know, my family grow, friends grow, and I did all of that. And again, one of the things we were talking about was, you know, overwhelmed by problems with the friends and the family. And the thing I talked about was letting a problem go beyond normal, giving advice to friends and family when they seem like they're doing wrong anyway. So, and then even warn yourself to the point that you're getting sick of it. And so one of the things was I learned to do through my leadership was, first, I need to go make a change for myself and put that on you and love you and ignore you. They can follow too. They're going to be like, wow, what you over here doing? What are you doing, Faith, that I wanted to do? Because you have changed. And some people don't want to change. That don't mean stop loving them. That means that they can't go where you're going, if that makes sense. And one of the other things were that you talked about is procrastination. Sometimes people with procrastination are fear. But God didn't create fear. He created fear. Sometimes we procrastinate because we say we might not be able to accomplish that goal. But you don't know if you're going to accomplish it unless you go and do it. That makes sense. And so one of the things were, when I started my business, I was hanging around people that was millionaires and billionaires, right? And I kept saying, I won't be able to make $1 million or be a billionaire. But when they put me in front of people that was used to be school teachers, a guy that was in my course, he didn't speak English. When I first came into that industry, he was making $400,000 a year. And with 2 years, he jumped up to $1.2 million. So I said, if I'm watching the man that came into this country, didn't speak English, he made $100,000, didn't jump from $400,000 to that $1.2. If he could do it, well, I can't do it. And I was born and raised right here to speak English. So the only thing that was stopping me and kept me procrastinating was fear. So one of the things is trying to work on that fear that you have. What is it that stops you from doing whatever it is that you're trying to do? Now, as far as the finance part, a lot of people are failing because we just financially educated. It's not that we're not educated for other things, you know, whatever we went to high school and college about. The things with financial in the financial industry, they don't teach us in school. So you only going to follow what we're taught. That makes sense. So, for example, I have people around me that saving their money in water jugs. They put money under mattresses, saving it in their drawers and digging holes in the backyard. But that's not true. Money not working that way. So, of course, I started doing the same thing, put my money in the jar and under the mattress and stuff. But my money can't grow like that. So I had to go and be educated, be around people that was educating in order to learn how to make money work for me. Do that make sense? So, again, a lot of times we talk to go spend as soon as we get money. If you had $500,000, if you had $500,000, call. And the people that surround around you, what would they
do? You know, you're going in and out. You're like, you're constantly going in and out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but it's like you just keep going in and out. So it's like it's breaking up real bad. It's been doing that since you've been speaking. I ain't want to cut you off though.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Hopefully I get straightened out. Sorry about that.
Yeah,
I was
asking.
Okay. Let me hold on. I'm gonna change phones. Sorry about that. Let me just call in on the other line.
When this show ends, you should go back and listen to it because it was cutting up real bad. And I called as I was listening to it online when I stumbled across it, but when I called on the phone, they're still doing the same. They were still doing the same thing. It was like, damn, anybody gonna be able to make out what you're saying?
Can you hear me, caller?
Yeah.
Okay. I was asking you if you had $500,000, right? And the people that's around you, if somebody was around you had $500,000, what do you think most people around you would say for you to do with the money?
What do I think most people around me would say to do with the money?
Yes.
Just by knowing them, they wouldn't be saying too much. They would be trying to help them spend it. That's the help the person spend it. They would be saying too much.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now, caller?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that.
Most
people would tell those people to spend that money.
They'd be trying to help them spend it. Like, they ain't trying to offer no advice or try to talk about investing and nothing and all that. Because, see, the people that I don't be around them, but when I'm around them, it's like once in a while. I really usually say to myself, people that I know, in my mind, like from me coming up with them, like I know they're not motivated to do that. If you got somebody that's around that they know with $500,000, they'll probably try to be friends with them or try to be cool with them to get dibs in on that money. You feel what I'm saying? It ain't going to be too much, you know, let's sit down, let's discuss, all right, so bro, what you planning on doing? What's your power moves or what's your circle like? What's your blueprint for what you're trying to do? How you trying to how you gonna make the money come back, or what you gonna do to double it up? They don't think like that.
Right.
They're damn, bro, let's go get it, yo. We should do this. We should. Yeah, they more than kind of guy.
Right, and it's crazy because I was around the same amount, around the same kind of people too. But when I ended up changing my circle. A lot of people was like, well, you don't need anybody to tell you what to do with your money. Well, these people over here telling me how to make my money work for me. Like you said, those are the kind of people you need to be around. The people that you're around right now, they only going to teach you what they was taught. And they was most likely taught what you was taught. and they know it don't make sense, but they still keep teaching each other the same thing.
They weren't taught what I was taught, because if they was taught what I was taught, they wouldn't be trying to go and try to help nobody spend no money. You understand what I'm saying? Like, they wouldn't be trying to be friends with them, particularly to gain some kind of to reap some kind of monetary gain off of it. So they definitely weren't taught what I was taught. We come from three or four different upbringings.
Right.
And my upbringing wasn't the best, but theirs wasn't aligned with mine. I could tell you that from the rip. That's why I don't be around them like that, because I know how they are, but I'm not going to turn my back on them because I grew up with them.
Right.
So it's a difference of how you deal with people. It's not the same. You know what I mean? And I don't align myself with people. Like, I know that's just like a leech. They're a leech, leech, leech. And then when you ain't got no more, then they go too. They gone. Pew, they poof up and they do a disappearing act on you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't believe
so
in all that.
Right. Yeah, it's funny because a lot of people that I talk to, and I ask them this same question all the time, were you taught to go to school, get good grades, go to college, put your money in the bank, and then they tell you're going to live this good life? And most of the people say, yeah, I was taught that. And I say, if you think about all the people that was taught that, how many of those people are actually winning with that same, running that same system? And so when that was asked that question myself, and I looked around everybody around me running that system, I said, I can't win like this. So yeah, it's about being around the right people, but still loving them. And again, if they start seeing you winning, they're gonna follow along. They're gonna follow suit. You ain't gotta convince them. And the other way how you will know that you're growing without even paying attention to you growing is when people start calling you, say, hey, I see what you're doing, cuz, or a friend. Can I borrow? No, but I can show you how to make your money grow. I can't let you borrow, but I can show you how to make it grow. And so, and if you don't believe me or believe in me, I'll put you in front of people that can show you how to make it grow. But so people, they'll follow you. Sometimes you ain't even got to say anything, because silence is the best thing to say, is not to say anything at all. So, you know, it's amazing how you can work the person's mind without even working them. Some of the things that you talked about changing, you just got to get up and do it. That's the only advice I could give to anybody, just get up and do whatever it is that you said you want to do, write it down. And matter of fact, because we're still in January, so you still got 11 months to go. Write it all down, what you want to accomplish for this year, 2020. And once you write it down, for each, even if you write down 11 things, put it right next to whatever it is, this is the month I want to complete this. And then when 2021 come in, then you can say, you know what, let me see what I accomplished and what I didn't accomplish. So it's just like writing your own self a book. It's writing yourself your own self a book and keeping a journal as to how did you get to, what did you do to accomplish that goal for this month. That's what that was one of the things I wrote down for the beginning of this year that I want to do, you know, that I had to do was to write down 12 things that I want to accomplish for this year and put the month down that I'm going to accomplish this in this month and just get it done and not let fear get in your way, procrastination, excuses, none of that, and just get it done.
Yeah, my procrastination was because, like, I don't know, it was laziness, like just purity laziness. I'll do it later. I don't feel like doing it short now. Then when that time came and I said I was going to do it, then I put it off again. Oh, my God, I'll do it later. I don't feel like doing it short now. It's more so, it's lazy. It was laziness. Like, I'm not, it wasn't like it was like, okay, something to be scared of, but because the fear wasn't a factor at all. It was some people just late, like just lazy. Like, you can procrastinate because you're lazy. You don't like to do shit. And that breeds procrastination. You know what I mean? Why he ain't go out and fill out the job application yet? He was supposed to did it last week. I don't know. Either that or it's a combination of other things, like having distractions. Like, rather than you taking care of what you're supposed to take care of, you get distracted by any and everybody around you, even including your regular activities that don't mean shit.
Right.
Hanging out with your boys, or, you know what I'm saying, going to the club every weekend, knowing you're supposed to link up with somebody to go to a seminar next week, and like you're only going to be attracted to what's going to be pleasing to you at the moment, so you're going to chase it, you know what I'm saying? And that's usually what breeds a lot of procrastination too. I mean, not just the lazy part, but distractions also. And I'm going to say fear don't play a factor in it. I can't say that, but because I don't know about the fear part. I mean, which could definitely be true. I wouldn't say that. It could be true. Like hesitancy, like some people hesitating with starting things because of the fear of unknown or something like that. I mean, so I can see the fear and all that stuff. But, you know, the distraction and the laziness was what did it for me. And it wasn't really no distraction. It was just like laziness, stuff that I know I needed to do that I just, when I thought about it, I said, oh, I don't feel like doing that shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like it just automatically, a gigantic weight just fell upon me. Like, oh my gosh, I don't feel like getting up and doing. And then I put it off. You know what I mean? But I said, but the other thing was like bill, you know, paying bills on time. You know what I mean? Like I always get extensions because I know they all allow me to do it, but I need to get out of that state of mind and just start paying the bills when they need to be paid. and then, you know, developing a good rapport with that. You understand just little stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, and I don't even know you like that, but some of the things that you say to me are things that only leaders say.
That only who say?
Leaders.
That oh,
people
leaders.
That lead.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, right, right, right.
And sometimes, like, I didn't realize that I was a leader, but people used to ask me particular questions all the time, these specific particular questions. And I never understood why they kept asking me those questions. And I was like, wow, why they keep – and then it just – one day I woke up because I had the right leaders in front of me to teach and mentor and coach me. I was like, okay, now I know why they asked me this. And so
right.
Now I have people that – you know. So I have people that follow me because I'm a leader. You just see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah.
I don't know if you have a coach or somebody that's around you that's like that you can look up to, that's a mentor that you know that's winning. Okay.
I don't got none of that, man. It's just me, myself, and I. That's it. I don't have none of that. Not that I'm not throwing shade against them. You feel what I'm saying? It's just, I never had it. Like I never had it. But I've run into people. I mean, at my workplace, I mean, when we had conversations, but it's just job conversation. It don't got nothing to do with outside
right.
the job. But no, I ain't got no mentor, no coaches, life coaches, or, you know, none of that stuff. I don't got it. But I know I was talking to this one person at the job, and when he was saying he was starting a business, and he was, like, preaching that, yeah, man, I ain't listening to no broke motherfucker. I would never listen to nobody that ain't that's not doing as well as I am. Now, and most people probably say that because I be thinking about a lot of stuff that people say. And they say, I'm not going to listen to nobody that's doing way less. I mean, that's not doing as good as I am. Like, what could they possibly teach you? So we think about it. And I didn't say this to him, but I should have said it just because I felt in my heart something told me to tell him this. Because I thought about an example. When you run across somebody on the street and you don't know them and they look like they're doing bad, but y'all start having a conversation, right? Now, this particular person that's doing bad on the street might have made some bad decisions in their life that put them in the street, but that don't change the fact that they've learned some Jews over the course of the years, and that don't change the fact that they probably known thousandaires, billion, million. You understand what I'm saying? They probably known a
right.
lot of fortunate people throughout their life, so they probably have a lot of Jews that they can drop on you. Now, that's not to say because they're trying to teach, they can't teach you nothing because they're less than you, but you got to look at the information that's being poured into you because sometimes God will use anybody. It don't matter whether you low or whether you high, but you never know if God not using that person to put you in a position to catapult. Maybe he's using him to deliver a certain message to you because sometimes God speaks under divine inspiration. I mean, he speaks directly to you to give you a message to put in somebody else's heart. And
right.
if you start looking at the fact that, well, I ain't going to listen to him because he less than me or he ain't doing as good as me, so what could he possibly tell me? Well, if you open up your ears and listen, you might be surprised what this person
exactly.
could tell you. That's why I never shun nobody away. Don't look at their lifestyle.
Right.
I don't even
right.
know why I'm telling you. I don't even know why I'm saying this, but I'm saying this for a reason. Somebody probably out there probably going to need to hear this. Humble yourself. That's the best blessing you can give yourself is humbleness. Do not look upon somebody's lifestyle because they're less fortunate than you and think that you can't be taught or think that you can't have no Jews drop on you through that particular person. Be careful what you say.
Right. And you're right about that. You're exactly right about that. And it's funny. I forgot the name of this movie that I looked at. It was a movie, and sure enough, that same example happened where, but the people had got caught up in some kind of the people had. There was some like somebody planted a plan for this man to lose his job, basically, and him and his friends lived in the we don't have to go in a few minutes, but him and his friends lived in the park homeless, but they watched Wall Street from where they was living at, and people was judging them because they was homeless, didn't even know that these guys used to be working on Wall Street. And so
right,
you
yeah.
heard about that. You can't look down on people when you think they're going down. Yes, sir.
Right, right. Now, I ain't saying just go out and have a, you know, conversation with everybody you stumble across, but you'll know it when you see it. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
right.
But you'll know it when you see it. Don't be too prideful that you can't take, you can't have a conversation and take what somebody else is saying, because if you was only making $1,000 a week in your business or $2,000 a week in your business, that little bit of information that person drop on you might catapult your business from $2,000 to $20,000 in a week just because of the resources that he gave you. Hey, listen, man, I ain't in the business no more, the industry no more, but I know this place on market online. If you go to this website, they'll actually invest in you. If they see your business got potential and profit, they'll invest at least $10,000 to $15,000 in you. But you understand what I'm saying? It's just little
right.
things that they tell you. You understand that you take
right.
into consideration, and it can actually catapult your business. But guess who you heard that from? Somebody that was doing worse than you.
Right. Exactly. Wow. Well, it was nice having you, you know, on the show, talk with me today. We had some other callers. Everybody been quiet today, but I'm sure you gave them some nuggets. And so I appreciate
yeah.
you getting on. Yes, sir. And
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, you know, if you're interested in having some other people around you, you know, I can put you in front of some other people that, you know, that's in leadership that can help you and give you some more nuggets, and maybe you can give them some nuggets.
they can most definitely I'm open to speaking to anybody. I love listening to people's problems, man. That's the one thing I will say. I love listening to people's problems, and I love trying to help, even if I got my own. It eases my mind to listen to people's problems, because it takes me outside of what I'm dealing with on my own, even though I still be dealing with it. But it nothing pleases me more to be able to, like, listen and converse and interact with people and, you know, be a blessing to them just as much as they can be a blessing to me. So, yeah, they can talk to me, man. Anyway.
Well, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to actually text you the information for the radio station. You can follow me there. And hopefully we'll get a chance to meet. We get ready to go off. The line is getting ready to cut us off. But I just want to thank everyone for coming on Faith Focus Fitness Blog Talk Radio Show. And we got the Mays Brothers. They're going to be coming up and releasing their new CD in the next couple of days. So they're going to be our next episode. And I'll talk to you guys. Have a great and blessed evening. Take care now.